How'd I feel out there? It's football now. You feel great out there. No choice but to feel great. Get out there, have some competition with the guys, mix it up a little bit. It's fun.
Quarterbacks didn't look especially sharp. Is that fair to say? Is that a big deal at this point in time, or not quite yet?
Nah, that's what OTAs and minicamps are for. I mean, I feel like, you know, all the quarterbacks made some plays today, and it says nowhere in the playbook that a quarterback has to be perfect, or anyone has to be perfect. And as playmakers, we got to go out there and help them and make plays for them and get the timing together and, you know, make things happen for them. You know, they make us look good in so many ways, so we got to help them out sometimes.
What have they told you about how they want to use you this year? Or have they? They said, here's our crystal ball for you.
No, it's not necessarily a crystal ball at all. And Ole's the type of guy who comes in and he says, you know, I'm going to get the ball in playmaker's hands, so whoever can prove out there they can make plays, I'm going to get you the ball. And a guy like myself, I pride myself on going out there and making plays on whatever they want me to do. And that's what I'm going to go out there and do and do my best at it.
So no one ever said you were overutilized, underutilized last year at all?
No, not at all. They just said that we're going to give you a chance to go out there and do what you do. I told them I appreciate it.
Nice catch out there today. You got some bragging rights over the guys back in the locker room?
No, not at all. Man, that's top three safety in the league right there on Tyvon. So I'm not there's no bragging rights on there yet. It's a long, long season, a lot of practice from him and I to go up against each other. So we'll trade off a few times, I'm sure. We've traded off a lot over the past 6 years, and I'm just hoping I get him more than he gets me.
Had three offensive coordinators now in the last 3 years, and you pretty much thrived with all of them. But what jumps out at you about Greg Olsen so far?
Just Ole, man, he just has this aura about him. You can just feel the creativity coming off him just walking through the building. He's always thinking about football. He's always thinking about matchups. And I feel great about that. I love that. And I know he knows that I love it. So we have fun on just talking football, and he's always talking about it. He's always thinking about it. And it's a great feeling around the building right now.
You know, Hugh got so much out of you. He was the first one to kind of discover what he could do in some of the mismatches. Do you ever say that Olsen, you know, this worked when Hugh was here, maybe try a little of that?
Never. Never. I would never limit Ole by saying something else works, because he's always thinking of things. He's like a mad scientist. And, you know, I don't think I've even seen half of what he has in store for this team. And it's not just me, it's all the guys. It's Darren, it's Jacoby, it's all the guys around, and Matt and TP, it's everybody. So we're all looking forward to unleashing this playbook and seeing what we have in store.
Does he come to you and ask, hey, what plays do you think you should run with you?
You know, we always have football talk. It's always football talk. And we never set anything in stone. We just, you know, throw ideas off each other all the time. And I just, most of the time, to be honest with you, I'm a student of the game. I'm more so listening than talking. And I'm just trying to soak as much up as possible.
But now you do have a body of work. You have a resume, so to speak. getting back to the real question, what is he saying to you that he notices about you? How does he identify you? What do you think you are to him?
I think Ole's one of the first guys to realize that I pride myself on knowing the playbook, period. Not just one position, not just two positions, but knowing the entire playbook, and pride myself to just be able to go in and do whatever's asked of me, no matter where they put me, on the fly, on the run, and just taking care of business and trying to help my team out. And I feel like Ole recognizes that since day one, just watching films from last year. And so there's not much for me to say to him.
Did the zone blocking scheme hold you guys back last year, you think?
No. I don't think any scheme can hold a playmaker back. And to be honest with you, I don't think we're even thinking about last year. We have our heads forward and we're looking forward to the future and what our team and this scheme has in store for us.
You had said that as a playmaker, you got to go up and you got to make plays for the quarterbacks. Glenn earlier said, you know, sometimes the ball's not going to be pretty. But if you got playmakers on the team, you can't throw the ball out of bounds. You got to give them a chance to make a play. Would you say that catch you made was it as an example of that? And like plays like that are what caused him to believe in you?
I think trust and timing is a huge part of the game of football. It's the ultimate team sport, and that is part of it. You know, if Matt gets pressure, and he knows I'm on the outside. He knows. I tell him all the time, I'm going to take care of you the best way I can. And if he gives me a chance to make a play, I'm going to go up there and hold to my promise.